Hello, this is Gabrielle Saja, physical therapist and Alexander Technique teacher in Washington, D.C. This audio will guide you through active rest, an easy, refreshing activity based upon the principles of the Alexander Technique. Good to do any time of the day, it can be especially helpful around your lunch hour. Active rest helps the spine decompress or lengthen, helping to activate our innate ability to move through the day with power, grace, and ease. Active rest can also contribute to better breathing coordination, which improves overall body function, mitigates the impact of stress, and also provides an energy boost. This is what you'll need: some space on the floor with something soft to lie on, a couple of books, and about 10 minutes. Before getting onto the floor, pause for a moment in standing and take what I like to call a kinesthetic Polaroid or a kinesthetic selfie. Notice the ground underneath you, the space above your head, and your whole self in between. How are you standing? What sensations do you notice? Are you aware of some areas of your body more than others? Take your time getting onto the floor and onto your back with your head on the books. The number of books varies with each person. You don't want your head too high or too low. That is, rest your head on the books so it is comfortable in relation to your neck without any strain in your throat. If you aren't sure, not to worry. Err on the side of being a wee bit too high. Your knees are bent so that your feet are flat, about hip width apart. Allow your hands to rest comfortably on the front of your body. Isn't this lovely? Here you are, resting on the floor. Taking another kinesthetic selfie, notice yourself in this shape, how it might be different than in standing. What sensations do you notice? Allow your body to truly rest on the floor. Enjoy the support of the ground, the support of the books. How nice to have this moment. We call this active rest because your eyes are softly open and you are paying attention to how you are on the floor. Allow your gaze to take in your surroundings. Begin to notice that you are breathing. No need to do anything with your breath, simply notice. The breath leaves through your nose or your mouth, and it returns. Your breath always returns. The out-breath happens, then the in-breath happens. You don't need to do anything at all. Simply notice. If you like, you can notice the breath moving throughout your body, or you can be aware of the out-breath, in-breath cycle at your nose. I'm going to give you a few moments right now to enjoy the ongoing movement of your breath. Bring your attention now to your feet. Sense how the ground supporting your feet allows them to spread out a bit. Allow your legs to be upright with the tops of your knees looking at the ceiling. Bring your awareness to what we call your trunk or your torso. Consider that this region of your body is one integrated structure: pelvis, spine, ribs. Your legs connect to your torso at the hip sockets, part of the pelvis. Your spine lengthens from your pelvis all the way up to your head, nearly between your ears and behind your nose. Your ribs connect to the middle and upper parts of your spine in the back and to your sternum in the front. This is your whole torso. Pelvis, spine, ribs. And of course, connected to your torso are your arms. The collarbone and shoulder blade are very much part of your entire arm. Notice your right collarbone and right shoulder blade. Left collarbone and left shoulder blade. As you continue allowing your hands to rest on the front of your body, allow them to accept the shape of your body underneath them. No need whatsoever to open them wide or straighten your fingers. Just let them be. So here you are, the whole of you, actively resting on the ground with your feet flat, knees up, hands resting, and your head supported. Return to the ongoing movement of your breath. Enjoy the sensation of the continuous flow of your breath, out and in, throughout your torso, including your neck and head. Take a few moments to simply notice that you are breathing. You may already notice some releasing of the muscles in your body. Let's add some direction to this release. The body likes a little help knowing what to do when it lets go of some of the extra muscle tension. Make a little wish that your neck frees and that your head releases out and away from the top of your spine. Have another little wish that as your neck frees and your head releases away from the top of your spine, your whole back spreads out on the floor, lengthening and widening. In fact, you might even sense your entire torso expanding in all directions. Now have a little wish that your upper arms release and lengthen away from your shoulders towards your elbows, and that your forearms lengthen away from your hands and your wrists towards your elbows. Let's include your legs in your wishing. Suggest to your upper legs that they lengthen out of the hip sockets away from your back towards your knees. Ask your lower legs to lengthen up from your feet towards your knees. All the while, remember that you don't have to make anything happen. You are simply giving your body some directions. Ask your neck to free and your head to release out and away from the top of your spine. Allow your back to spread out, lengthening and widening. Send your elbows away from each other and your knees towards the ceiling. Take a moment allowing your body to experience and integrate your wishing and directing. Return once more to noticing the ongoing movement of your breath. In a moment, you're going to take your time moving up from the floor and onto your feet. Before doing so, take another kinesthetic selfie. Now, not being in too much of a hurry, roll onto your side and find your way up onto your feet. Pause for a moment. Notice the ground underneath you, the space above your head, and your whole self in between. Practicing active rest on a regular basis helps you begin to experience the support mechanisms inherent in your body and yourself, so you can feel better, breathe easier, and have more energy. If you'd like to extend this practice to 20 minutes, that can be helpful too. I hope you have found this audio to be helpful. Let me know what you think.